With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There just may be a quality control issue affecting some Boeing passenger jets.
United Airlines says it found loose bolts and other installation issues on a part of some Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets that were inspected after Friday's Alaska Airlines mid-flight blowout. The inspections are focused on plugs used to seal an area set aside for extra emergency doors that are not required on United and Alaska MAX 9s. That plug is the part that blew off the Alaska plane as it cruised 16,000 feet over Oregon. The Federal Aviation Administration grounded all MAX 9s operated by Alaska and United. The FAA has issued new guidelines for inspecting the door plugs and other MAX 9 jets and repairing them if necessary. I'm Norman Hall.
Weather advisories, watches, or warnings extend from coast to coast. From the Texas Gulf Coast to the Florida Panhandle, the concern is for destructive winds and flooding rains. A flood threat extends north through the Carolinas into the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, where some places could get heavy snow. The National Weather Service's Bob Orovic says parts of Washington State and Oregon have a blizzard warning.
We have potential for another pretty broad area of 8 to 12 inches from eastern, southeastern Colorado, western Kansas, through eastern Nebraska, large portions of Iowa, northern Missouri, northwestern Illinois, up towards the upper peninsula of Michigan. So a very highly impactful event coming forward.
Snow in parts of the country's midsection making travel difficult, if not impossible. Also, at SRNNews.com, an explosion at an historic Fort Worth, Texas hotel injured 21 people, one critically hurt. There's nothing yet on the cause, but there is construction going on at the site. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 109 points. NASDAQ futures off 70. S&P futures 14 points lower. This is SRN News. President Biden's number one priority is abortion.
Don't take it from me. Biden's deputy campaign manager, Quentin Folks, told NBC TV's Meet the Press program that if Mr. Biden is reelected, his first goal will be to, quote, restore Roe versus Wade. This despite a crisis of illegal immigration, a perilous economy, and a grab bag of international threats. President Biden is apparently hoping for national abortion legislation if he regains the White House, though it's unlikely he would have the votes in Congress. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Yale professor has filed a federal gender discrimination lawsuit against a prominent New York City church after it did not hire her for its senior pastor job. The suit brought by Ebony Turman accuses the famous Abyssinian Baptist Church of treating her unfairly because she is a woman. The church and its search committee dispute the allegations, calling the search process fair and rigorous. The church is based in Harlem. This is SRN News. The dawn of the 2024 tax season sees the IRS touting changes it says it's making across the board.
The agency is undergoing a massive facelift, attempting to improve its technology and customer service. The IRS says there will be more walk-in centers open to help taxpayers, enhanced paperless processing to help with IRS correspondence, and enhanced individual online accounts available for taxpayers. Eligible taxpayers will be able to file their 2023 tax returns online directly with the IRS through a new electronic direct file pilot, which will be rolled out in phases and is expected to be widely available in mid-March. The IRS expects most refunds to be issued in less than 21 days. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Secretary of State Blinken has arrived in Tel Aviv, the latest stop on his current Mideast shuttle diplomacy mission. More details at SRNNews.com.